everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Grim Scenarios. I'm your host, Emma. With me here, as always, is some guy named Milk.
It me, some guy named Milk. What's up, Emma? How you doing?
Good, good. And we're going to be talking about the Boffin this week, and we've brought with us a guest to speak about it. That guest is Mullabok. How's it going, Mullabok?
Hello, it's going good. I've heard that you can't spell Mullabok without milk.
That is, I suppose, technically true.
I like this. I am a fan of having any small portion of your powers, sir.
Wow. Well, the Boffin. The Boffin's ability is the demon. Even if drunk or poisoned, has a not-in-play good character's ability. You both know which. Boffin replicates a good ability. And its flavor text is stellar hydrogen, vast inert, carbon oxygen, neon gas all ruined, molecular chaos, embatry yields new cosmic phenomena, rebirth from atomic chaos, dense matter collapsing, all in a teeny little bottle.
Cool quote. Phenomenal cosmic power, itty bitty living space. I think that's basically what it's saying, right? More or less.
Something like that. Well, any sort of opening thoughts on the Boffin before we dive deep into it? The Boffin does have a bunch of jinxes, but there's a lot of them, so we're not going to talk about them all.
I mean, not only jinxes, it has a bunch of weird interactions that there aren't the best guidelines for, but I would just say, storytellers, you got this. You figure it out. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it has a bunch of top secret rules to make it work that don't exactly line up with things that are said in the rulebook or even the Boffin Almanac. Yeah, which is fine.
That's fine.
Sometimes you just have to ignore the rough edges to have a little fun.
It's also one of the more recent characters that were released. It's probably one of the last set of minions that were released by TPI. And it is interesting because it's one of few characters that gives someone else an effect. The Boffin ability doesn't let the Boffin do different things. It lets the demon do different things. And I think that's kind of an interesting mechanic where the ability is tied to the Boffin continuing to live. If the demon values having the ability, it gives them a minion that they may want to keep alive for a certain amount of time. And, you know, the Boffin themselves, you know, in that discourse, is reasonably expendable because they're not really actively doing anything that's other than give the demon that ability. So if they give the demon a once per game, you know, a start knowing ability, something like that, whatever the case, the Boffin might be a minion that you can, you know, treat as fairly expendable.
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting minion. It plays in a very unique space. I also think it is a rather niche thing where its space is carved out pretty exclusively, where it works interestingly with some things and not as much with others, to maybe a greater degree than people would have guessed at first.
Yeah, I think like it sort of suffers from, it has the same sort of fundamental issue as the Alchemist, which I think of as its cousin. Thank you for knocking my phone onto the floor, Buffy. That is where I wanted it. You're so smart. We'll deal with that later. What was I saying? Right. I can think of the Boffin and the Alchemist as sort of cousins, and they both sort of have the same fundamental problem, where at their core, abilities designed for minions are designed to help the evil team, and abilities designed for townsfolk are designed to help the good team. So there's quite a few of them that really end up just not doing much when they're on the other side. Lots of good minions are... Eh? In terms of helping good, and lots of evil townsfolk are... Eh? In terms of helping evil, especially starting evil like the demon, who, frankly, isn't going to get much help out of a flower girl ability. Cool. I learned I voted yesterday.
You did it. I think maybe the one thing that like sets Boffin like, and this is like super tiny, so like the thing that maybe sets Boffin above Alchemist in that argument in a way is that at the very least, the Boffin is letting the demon know one extra bluff. Like if you do nothing else with the Boffin ability, you are letting the demon know one more role that they can claim. But I'm not even sure how much value that has.
And it's not even necessarily true. Sometimes their Boffin ability is one of their blocks.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it's true.
But it does allow some fun stuff, and it's a character I'm very glad is released.
Yeah, and something I think that is we'll talk about a little bit later is what sorts of abilities want to be on scripts with Boffin, and what sorts of things, you know, can the Boffin give the demon that might be useful in, let's say, non-traditional ways. But for now, probably we should talk about what you should do if you are the Boffin. What happens when you pull the Boffin token? So where do we start? Where would we start when we get the Boffin's tokens?
Yeah, Boffin is unique in another way with this too, which is that this really matters to both you and your demon in a way that is different from other characters, right? So when you pull Boffin, it's really a lot of your game is going to depend on the role that you are informed about that the demon has, and that might guide how you want to approach things, because some things that the demon is going to get, it might be more important for you to stay alive with your demon later into the game so that they can really get the best use out of that ability. With some other things, it might be a one shot and you might be able to, you know, have the social play more of what people talk about with Barret, or it's like you did your thing, the demon got start knowing info, or they can, you know, get their once per game ability whenever they want, and you can be super expendable, you know, get that execution in for yourself because that execution is on a minion and not the demon. So it's really going to depend on that ability.
Yeah. I think there's ultimately very few, if any, townsfolk abilities that your demon isn't willing to sacrifice if killing you doesn't benefit the chance of them not being executed. But there's some that you do want to preserve a little longer. Maybe like General, for example, is something that the demon can make use of for much longer in the game because it sort of tells them if things are going poorly for the evil team and they need to change things up. It's real awkward if they're the dreamer who suddenly stops being able to figure out who people are.
Definitely. I mean, something like High Priestess gives insight into what's going on in the game in a way that evil can't necessarily access, and that can be important on any day. It can be like vitally important on someday that you're not going to know about ahead of time as the evil team. So those are some examples of ones where longevity is going to help you out.
Whereas like if your demon has the Virgin or Professor or Fisherman ability, as soon as they've used it, they're done with it. They're done with you. Just go have fun.
I think it's also really important for the Boffin to be aware that the demon may want to use the ability that they've learned as a bluff. I was the demon in the Boffin release game on TPI. I didn't get to talk to the Boffin on the first day, and they ended up claiming the Boffin role. And I think the storytellers had sort of planned, it was a pacifist. It was a very, very BMR-like script. And the role was pacifist. And I think the storytellers had sort of hoped to use that, you know, have me, the demon, claiming pacifist, and use that to sort of confirm me. Town ended up killing the boffin claiming to be the pacifist after someone was saved by the ability, because they might be the demon. So it sort of worked out for me in the end not to be claiming it, but you probably want to make sure that your demon doesn't have a plan for that ability before you go claiming the role.
Yeah, I think that it's definitely a tricky little space there, because it really depends on the player too, who pulls the boffin token. Some people really do want to know like a unique claim that they can give out from the start of the game, and they're just going to feel like better and less anxious about playing because they're not going to immediately, you know, jump into a double claim with a good player and worry about getting in this sort of confrontational situation where they're absolutely sure that you're evil. But you do definitely have to be aware that it's going to be on the demon's mind that they might want to claim that role too. So I think it's one of those scenarios where, as a boffin, it would be good to be flexible and sort of feel out if that bluff is one that's open for you, and not necessarily dive right in and promise everyone that you're definitely this role 100%. You're going to be claiming it for the rest of the game.
Yeah, remember that you can almost always back into that role on day two or day three as a minion. It's not going to hurt to be in a different bluff on the first day and then back into it. In fact, it may make you look more good.
From the, I guess, from the perspective of the demon and the boffin, how do you feel when you get an ability that leads to some form of public confirmation? Whether it's the Virgin, the Professor, the Night Watchman, the Golem, any of those abilities that sort of shout out loud, hey, it me, this character, I'm this character, or exactly the demon.
I think it's really hard because you do have to be aware that Town also knows that there's a boffin on the script. Town knows that this ability could be the demon. They're not going to be as happy to confirm you, right? They're not going to be as happy with the confirmation. So what you can't do is just rest on your laurels and go, hey, I sent out a Night Watchman ping. Everybody's just going to think I'm good. It's all fine. I can coast through the game to final day on my Night Watchman ping that's definitely good and confirmed. No one will ever notice that this could be a boffin ability. That's not going to work, right?
Yeah, I've had a couple experiences being a demon that had a ability that's like strongly confirmatory granted by the boffin. One time it was Professor, and that worked really well for us, specifically because it is not public who did that thing. So I was able to like get a message to the boffin and say, hey, you're the Professor of this game. You are going to be claiming to have resurrected this person. And that worked out well for us because it got, you know, it got this like confirmation chain going that evil was able to insert itself into. But then when people got suspicious of, you know, this Professor is living a long time, the boffin got executed and not the demon. Another time I was the demon who had the Night Watchman ability. And my first thought was, this might go really badly. It's also probably going to be like the only time I can just see what happens when I do this. And that went badly.
I don't love it with Night Watchman.
You still have to feel like worried about the questions of, okay, why is this confirmed player alive forever? And part of that is a script building thing. I think like what you want is, if you're the demon with that sort of boffin ability, is for there to be a bunch of good players who also have these similar publicly confirmable abilities that publicly have been confirmed to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So Town has a lot of, this person's either exactly good or the boffin. But because before boffin, any script with two of those abilities was generally a script that was frankly unplayable. It's something that scriptwriters have long steered away from.
Yeah.
But I think on the right script, it could be really fun to have like a final three that was the Virgin who triggered, the Golem who triggered, the Professor who resurrected someone, what are we supposed to do with this?
Yeah, I think that could be quite a lot of fun. And there's also some other roles that, you know, kind of work, or some other characters that work quite well for this. Our exemplar script here, Leviathan, Eggs in a Basket Approved by Navian, has a Night Watchman and Boffin paired with a Leviathan in a situation where you can't necessarily afford to have the executions to kill off everybody who could have a demon ability. Right. And you're going to have to at least rely on some other information to help you sort that out.
Yeah, I think that is a major factor with those sort of either hard or the next best thing to hard confirmation, which is what I would call Night Watchman, because it's not like everybody saw it, but you can probably send it to somebody who lots of people are going to think is good, and they'll vouch for you that you have this ability. And so it's going to be really helpful as the evil team for the good team to not just be able to say, well, let's just close this world, because it's just going to bug us if we let it get to the end of the game and then you get executed and lose. So you're definitely looking for some way to help navigate that.
It does nicely open up framing someone who has a Night Watchman, who has sent a Night Watchman ping, or a minion who's claiming to have sent a Night Watchman ping as the demon, which is interesting, at least.
Are there any abilities you want to flag sort of as particularly interesting to play with as an evil player with the bot? I think most of this is going to be talking from the demon's perspective rather than the boffins directly, which is a weird thing that comes up with the boffin.
Yeah, it's a weird specifically boffin thing.
Are there any, like, townsfolk abilities that you think are particularly, like, interesting for evil to think about what they're doing with?
I mean, I think some of them are on this script. I think the obvious ones are things like you mentioned, fisherman, general, maybe savant even, are interesting roles that can help the evil team get a grasp on an otherwise difficult to understand situation. They're paired with poppy grower here, which I think giving a demon savant information in a poppy grower game to help them find their evil team, to help them figure out what's going on, that can be quite good. You can give them a fisherman advice to help them find their team. You know, I think there's things like that that can be really useful. High Priestess helping them, direct them to talk to interesting people. It sort of creates the reverse of the townsfolk version of that, you know?
Yeah, I think like a lot of the hard information detectors, not the demon detectors, obviously, but the things that otherwise like get information about who is who, whether that be village idiot or that be dreamer or that be savant, can really help an evil fight team fight a poppy grower at the minimum.
Yeah, so I think of boffin abilities as being in buckets, and one of these buckets is this hard confirmation stuff we talked about, where the main thing it does is prove that you have this ability. You're either a townsfolk or a demon who has that ability, right? It also gets it to the next bucket. I would say is more soft confirmation, where it's, well, how did this person know this information? They just called it, where that could be something like, you know, a High Priestess who saw a seamstress that just used their ability or something like that, or a savant who has like info that just really lines up perfectly. And this bucket also really bleeds into the idea of having an ability that offers the evil team unique insights into the game that they can't really access through normal evil team abilities. And those are things like getting fisherman advice of, you know, how do I navigate this grim state to help the evil team win? That's not something that evil usually gets to offer. That could also apply to like things like High Priestess. Like, who do I need to talk to today to help like persuade them to the worldview I'm presenting, where I'm a good player? So that can, I think High Priestess information, it can mimic a good High Priestess information. It could also look really different. And it could be up to you as the demon who's getting this ability from the boffin to navigate that and understand what the storyteller's trying to do for you. And there's also this subset in there of, I need to find my evil team because it's a poppy grower game. One of the nice things there is that if you claim the role the boffin granted you, the boffin's probably going to figure that out. So that is like an instant connection where, or it could also be the other way where the Boffins is claiming it because they get the feeling that it's actually an open space and the demon wants to claim something else. So that's a way for you to connect. There's also abilities like Balloonist that can help an evil team figure out who their fellow team members are. There's things like,
or like also artists. Who outsiders are. Who outsiders are is also really important to the evil team.
Absolutely.
A lot of the time.
There's another bucket of these that are Droizeners that are good abilities that create poison or drunkenness. Philosopher lets you create a directed drunkenness. Some of the outsiders let you create ST directed drunkenness. Innkeeper lets you trade drunkenness for protection, even though you're not the one, you know where you're killing, so you don't really have to worry about the protection too much. But
the final bucket is the screw your information bucket, I used to call it, where you could be a puzzle master who's not claiming puzzle master, and a townsfolk is just going to be a puzzle drug for the game, and they are going to have to figure that out or, follow information that might cause them to lose. A philosopher choosing an in-play role could sort of duplicate a couple things. It could drug someone who is in play. And if you choose one of these roles to help you navigate the game, like High Priestess, Fisherman, etc., then, you can get like a 2-for-1 deal on that. And yeah, something like Innkeeper, a good role that causes drunkenness that is going to be traceable if you're not claiming it. Those are all very strong anti-town information abilities.
Yeah. Courtier is another obvious one where it's a license to drug some townsfolk with the courtier at last.
Love it.
And with the Puzzle Master, you can also have the fun game where you secretly make your Puzzle Master guess to the storyteller and learn if it figured out it was drug correctly.
And learned if you figured it out. Mini game. I guess there's maybe a little utility bucket that's adjacent as well. I don't know how useful it is, but things like Snitch can fall into this sort of utility bucket where you're kind of granting some additional, effects to your team. I don't know how much there is in there. Demons with mobility that can have a hatter ability or a barber ability on them. Those are less likely, but they can be interesting in different contexts.
Yeah, and this gets into one of the secret rules of Boffin that would not make sense with the standard rules that cover the rulebook.
It's a great rule, though.
Demons, mobile demons that can die and create a new demon. The storyteller gets to choose one way or another whether the old demon or the new demon gets the Boffin ability. Depending on what they think is best. And that just enables stuff like Plague Doctor Boffin and Banshee Boffin and Farmer Boffin and Hatter Boffin, Sweetheart Boffin. To a much lesser degree, Ravenkeeper or Sage Boffin.
You still get something out of Ravenkeeper, but it's not that much. Yeah. There's a lot of we said earlier, there's a limited subset of things you can kind of get that are useful. There's a lot of things that are probably not very useful, like Al-Sahir is probably a good example. And there are some things that maybe you shouldn't give the demon most of the time. I would be very hesitant to give Boffin gossip much of the time. I think giving the demon the ability to create additional kills with gossips is a little bit risky as a storyteller. The information, they're incentivized to just gossip wrong to get extra kills. So be careful about something like that, I would think.
Yeah, I've done that one before as a storyteller, and that one's a really tight thing to navigate because the question is the demon claiming gossip? Because I think the way it would work absolutely best is if a minion is claiming gossip and the demon just tags along with true gossips for a couple days and the minion is able to, push some false worlds from the fact that it looked like these gossips killed. It definitely is a dangerous one. I think along the same lines, Pit Eggs creating evil gossips is not my favorite interaction in the history of Blood on the Clock Tower. You could do some really degenerate things like Mizephiles plus Boffin alchemist Mzephiles. That's not going to be fun for anybody. So you do have to be careful and think about balance that way too.
Yeah, I don't think Boffin and Alchemist particularly work that well most of the time. Giving the demon an additional minion abilities, probably not a good balancing choice.
Depends,
but you know, your mileage may vary. But be cautious if you're going to do something like that. Yeah, that's. I'm just trying to think about anything else. We didn't really talk about what the Boffin should do, you know, that much, you know.
Coordinate,
you know, they're not using the ability. It's so it does kind of make it a little bit weird.
I mean, it's spectrum, right? If your demon has, say, the Boffin Alchemist Vizier ability, you want to stay alive the entire game because then your team wins. If they have the Boffin Snitch ability, you can do whatever you want. You can just play as a vanilla minion. Your job is done. It's so dependent on what ability your demon ends up having, right?
I think something worth mentioning is Boffin being on script does open up framing players who are claiming confirmable roles. We mentioned that earlier. Emma mentioned, you know, having a golem and a professor and a night watchman in Final Three, right? So it does reduce your sort of obligation to kill those players in an interesting way. And it does mean you could take a confirmed virgin into Final Three. So, you know, consider that in your world building. You know, I think it makes some fun things that you can't do otherwise.
Yeah, and in the same token, it opens up pathways for you to push back on being the demon by saying, well, this is, you know, an obvious frame job. Like, of course, they're going to leave the virgin alive to look really suspicious because this confirmed players never die when I, like, and people are just going to say, well, you could be the demon. You can argue that you're actually a good player. The evil's just trying to build that narrative.
What a natural segue into talking about fighting the demon or fighting the Boffin.
I think you have to pay a little closer attention to things that are a little bit weird. We talked a little bit about Bach and Savant. If there's someone sharing Savant information that you can tell came from the storyteller, but maybe doesn't sound as helpful to the good team as Savant information should be, maybe you want to look into that a little more. You do have to doubt confirmations. You have to doubt confirmations on Boffin scripts, even if it's unpleasant and even if the meta sort of shifted away from that. You have to doubt confirmations much more than you normally wish.
Yeah, and be careful of trusting players who don't have abilities that would necessarily make a great Boffin ability too much, because the demon still has regular bluffs. You know, just because there's a Boffin on script doesn't mean the demon didn't get Al-Sahir in their bluffs. Al-Sahir doesn't make a great Boffin ability, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the evil team isn't claiming it, right?
Yep, and I think Boffin can be a very tricky thing to navigate for the good team, depending on the script, because as the good team, you are not going to know if. Like what bucket a Boffin ability is going to be this game or if it's in play at all. So you might be worried about a confirmed player such as a Night Watchman, Virgin, Golem, things like that. And you might want to use some of the townsfolk resources on investigating if that player is actually the demon or not. But if your script has, Philosopher Hunted. I think whenever I've seen the demon have the philosopher ability, they've just won, because the town is not set up to against this idea of there's like misinformation that is buried this number of layers deep is to be untraceable. So if the High Priestess is being sent to evil players a lot, if like a fortune teller, empath, like evil detecting roles like that, they could get like wrong information that can, you know, just lead the town to ruin by following that and just like believing that this player is good and trusting that this information is from the storyteller, but surprise, the demon has a, you know, a puzzle master or a philosopher ability that is actually wreaking havoc on the town. You're not going to be able to know that as the good team. Like, it's one thing to say there might be a poisoner at play. It's another thing to think about, you know, the Boffin might be granting this specific ability, and so this information is wrong, and that, but that player's good, and going down that path. I would say that as a town, that makes killing minions more important than ever, because you can take out those sources of evil misinformation. You have to worry about it less if you figure out that someone, either by information or socially, seems like a minion. If you get rid of them and don't fall into this path of, well, they're not the demon because they're in a double claim with, you know, a good player or whatever, and so let's just focus on demon candidates using information, well, maybe the information's wrong, and if you kill the minion, maybe your information will get better. So those are some of the things to think about.
And you're going to have to use your social reads to determine some of these differences. Maybe you have some information that sort of helps, but you can't figure out why one player is evil in your information. They seem good. Their information seems good. They, you know, everything kind of checks out mechanically, but you're getting a bad social read off them. It could be that there's a boffin in play. I think something that helps with that is trying to eliminate the other evils if you're able to, right? Trying to do some process of elimination on what other minions are in play. Because if you can identify that Boffin is in play, it can often be helpful to figuring out what ability is being used against the town.
Yeah. Be on the lookout for players who seem to know things they shouldn't know. Because people will frequently let that stuff slip. If the player who is claiming, say, Monk, seems to suspiciously know a bunch of people's characters as if they were the dreamer, maybe they're the Boffin dreamer bluffing Monk. Is, I think, another thing you want to look for.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it can really depend what minions are on script too, right? Because maybe it might be more or less possible to determine that there is or is not a boffin in play. And if there is one in play, the good team's play patterns might change significantly if they start incorporating that into all of their worlds, that if they can figure out, well, this actually seems like, you know, a Baron Serenovus game, therefore people who have confirmation abilities, they should probably just be good because it doesn't seem like the Boffin's in this game.
Yeah. Though ideally scripts and bags will be designed to prevent the good team from just being able to do that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Boffin probably doesn't play super well with the loudest of minions for that reason.
Boffin is one of the hardest things to script build for, I think, of the new releases.
I think that's probably right.
That, I think, sounds correct.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that soon, though. Any other big thoughts on how to fight the Boffin effectively?
I just wanted to touch again on something Molly said, which is that, and we talk about it from time to time, is towns thinking, oh, you know, we have a player, but we're pretty sure they're a minion. And we want to hunt for demon candidates. Boffin is another minion that it probably advantages you to kill them. Whatever effect the demon has, it's potentially worth denying that effect, especially if it's something like a dreamer that gets ongoing information. And so if you've killed off the Boffin and suddenly the demon doesn't have access to that information source again, you know, be wary of a dreamer that confirms people's roles for 3 days and then all of a sudden starts missing. Right. It might be that you've killed off the Boffin and that the demon is having to now improvise their information. Things like that can be helpful.
Yeah, I think applying like additional social and mechanical layers when you're playing any Boffin script, ultimately, that's going to be one of the more helpful things. Like this person has an ability that has confirmed itself. What does the other info in town, does that info have anything to say about them? Do the worlds that person is building, do those worlds make sense? Or does it seem like they're pushing on a bunch of good players so they keep their evil team alive? It's going to come down to more than straightforwardly following either confirmation for that kind of Boffin or for just following like information where one a source, or if it's, you know, something like Gatekeeper, maybe multiple sources could be wrong. So you're going to have to, you know, flex all of those muscles to try to sniff out the demon in the face of them having another ability.
And when you're building your worlds, don't forget that there's only going to be one Boffin ability in play. So if you have two people that have abilities that are relatively confirmatory, one of them's probably good, right? If you've got a Night Watchman and a Professor, and you believe that they've both activated, they can't both be the demon who has a Boffin ability.
Most of the time, there's ways they can both be.
Yes, there are niche situations where they both can be, but most of the time, general advice suggests probably one of them's not confirming themselves as an evil. Evils could be lying and confirming each other. There's things they could do.
All right. Should we shift into StoryCon the Boffin?
That's what I was thinking.
All right. Well, the first thing you have to do in storytelling the Boffin is to pick a script. And frankly, your choices are going to be pretty thin here, relatively speaking. It's in both a new character and a hard-to-build one. So there's not like a huge volume of Boffin scripts out there. What are some of the things you look for when selecting a script that will show off Boffin well?
Yeah, I think one of the things you have to look for is how many good rolls does it even make sense for the demon to have on this script? Because there could be Boffin scripts where it's like, well, it's amnesiac or it's fisherman, and otherwise it's, you know, stuff like fortune teller, empath, things that the evil team doesn't really need to know, the demon doesn't need to know, because they know that they're the demon. They know that they might know that their neighbors are good. And so just a variety of things that you could make different games for, and for the town to have an interesting puzzle that involves different worlds depending on what ability the demon's been granted. I've never sat down and asked myself exactly how many things does it need to make sense to give a Boffin before a script really passes that bar. It's definitely more than two or three, I would say. But if you're getting up into the like six range, it's probably okay.
Yeah, I think it has to be, from a functional perspective, there have to be at least four, right? Because it cannot be the case. What you don't want is a situation where, sorry, maybe it's not four, maybe it's four, right? You don't want a situation
four.
Where, like, you have your 11 good players in a 15-player game, and you want to put all 11 of the abilities that work for, that, you need at least four characters out there that aren't bad for the Boffin to give to the demon, because otherwise you can end up in situations where your bag building is really restricted.
Yeah. Something that's really important when you're selecting a script, and something that's important when you're writing scripts, frankly, is to make sure that the storyteller can build a bag out of the script at different player counts without being stuck. And Boffin is something that can create a situation where the storyteller gets stuck, because they do need a specific role to be able to put into the Boffin ability, and that role has to be out of play. Maybe it's in the Demon Bluffs, but you have to have enough useful things. I think it's also useful for at least one outsider to potentially be a good Boffin ability on a Boffin script. That's just useful for bluffing and for being able to make worlds for the evil team.
Are there any characters you guys think really shouldn't be on the script with the Boffin?
Well, any of the ones, there's a few that are jinxed with the, there's a few that are jinxed with the demon being able to get them or have them at all. That doesn't mean they shouldn't be on the script, but again, sort of with your roll count situation, you know, things like heretic and ogre that the demon can't get those abilities, you should at least be aware that they're there and they're abilities that you can't give the demon.
Yeah, that's certainly going to cause stress to your script, where if there are too many of those sort of things, it's going to sort of collapse under its own weight and not be especially playable at that point. I mean, for the most part, it's going to be okay for some things to not make for a great boffin ability. So it's going to, I don't know, I would say that some people would probably like enjoy the idea of things like Alchemist, because anybody can have anybody's ability and it's fun, chaotic. I probably lean away from having multiple of those sort of things on the same script, but some of it's going to come down to a matter of taste.
I am personally not a lover of Amnesiac. I think you can create really interesting demon abilities with the Amnesiac, and I've seen a lot of storytellers do it well, but it's again a thing where you need to be careful of unbalancing your game. Giving the demon an additional custom ability is not something the town can track very easily. It's not something they can solve very easily. And it can, you know, sometimes amnesiac abilities can go off the rails a little bit, or can be more powerful than you intend, or have consequences you don't intend. So just be cautious when crafting amnesiac boffin abilities.
What are some roles you think synergize well with the boffin?
I mean, the most powerful probably is one we've mentioned, or I don't know if it's the most powerful, but it's a pretty strong one, which is Professor. Philosopher. Philosopher is just a very strong tool for the evil team. It allows the demon to get a townsfolk ability of their choice from the script, which they can kind of pick whatever's most useful for them. They don't have to tell anybody that they have that effect, and they can drunk a townsfolk if that townsfolk has that effect. So that's probably the top tier one. You can be something like a slow spy with a dreamer ability, where you know that the good of, you know, you know who the evil team is, maybe, so you can just learn a good player's role each night. Things like that may be pretty useful.
I think my favorite things to be in the mix are the ones that are in that sort of zone in between soft confirmation and provide unique insights. So I really love High Priestess with a boffin that gives the demon insights from the storyteller that they wouldn't normally have access to. In that same realm of storyteller insights, General and Fishermen are both really great, and they're both under the storyteller's discretion to balance them appropriately for the game state, and, you know, to just give really strong fisherman info if it seems like evil's on the ropes, for example. When I see those, I feel happier about the idea of storytelling with the boffin.
Yeah, I think the boffin is really synergistic with the poppy grower. Obviously, the demon probably shouldn't gain the poppy grower's ability. That's not really using evil abilities to help people. But I think it makes poppy grower games a little less terrifying for the evil team, because it gives the evil teams ways to work around the poppy grower to find each other naturally. Whether that just be the boffin claiming the role they saw to signal to the demon, or the demon getting information that maybe wouldn't be particularly useful in a non-poppy grower game. But in a poppy grower game, your town crier ability can help you find out who your minions are. That's pretty useful. And poppy growers are very strong townsfolk. So I like evil roles that sort of let poppy grower keep its strength, but give evil to the evil team counterplay. And I think boffin does that really nicely.
Yeah, the town crier is a great example of that, right? Because the demon's not going to learn their minions on day one with the town crier information, and they're probably not going to get narrow enough information on day two either. So you're talking about 3 days, you know, of boffin town crier information for the demon to sort of at least work through who's potentially a minion candidate. And even then, it's still not a directed arrow. So I agree with you, like softening something like Poppy Grower is really helpful.
Yeah, I think Poppy Grower is a great example of a synergy because it does open up the space of what is a Boffin ability that the demon will put to good use that they otherwise maybe wouldn't appreciate quite so much.
I'm not a big star passer, but I do think it's at least an interesting space to have the something bad happens to the good team at night effects like Sweetheart and Plague Doctor attached to demons that can move. It at least gives them the flexibility if they choose to do it. I'm maybe going to be more likely as a demon, as specifically as the imp or a demon with a Scarlet Woman to kill myself in the night to try to pass. If I have that sort of extra added bonus of I know someone's going to get drunk from this or another minion ability is going to come into play.
Yeah, I think like a Fengu who jumps to an outsider and then also creates a farmer that same night is a really funny and interesting situation. Two people really want to talk to you for completely different reasons.
Farmer's a really interesting one because Farmer... Like it does create a confirmation chain that involves a good player. So a good player is going to have the farmer ability for the rest of the game unless, you know, that chain gets executed to close a world. And so if that's something that happens, you really need to leverage your position either as like a confirmed player because you're confirmed that this person is having the farmer ability, or, you know, maybe you end up deciding to turn your evil socials on a bit and frame your farmer friend by implication and never kill them and just have them be the frame.
I think it probably works better most of the time with Fangu than it does to imp. Towns are really interested often in like figuring out what night the Fangu could have jumped. And if you can eliminate yourself as a Fangu candidate who has jumped, you might eliminate Fangu worlds. Whereas with the imp star passing, sometimes it's sort of, you know, you sort of have the same minion world. So I think Farmer's really interesting as a Boffin ability for Fangu specifically. Do we want to think about putting together a bag and see if we can put together some characters that really work well with a
sure.
Boffin?
All right. So the script we ended up selecting for Boffin was the Liaison, Eggs in a Basket of Pruvit by Nevian. Yeah, it's got a Boffin on it.
It's got a Boffin on it. We've put the Boffin in the bag.
And we're also putting the Leviathan in the bag because we have no choice.
Yeah. So, Mulia, I'll put this one to you. Where do we start? Where do we start thinking about what we're going to actually put in the bag? And where do we start with thinking about what the Boffin ability is going to be? Do we pick the Boffin ability first? Do we start building a bag and then see what might be useful for the demon? How do you go about it?
So I will say that when we ran this script in person at Final 3 Con, something that me and Avian did, which I thought was fun, is that we ran with the, you know, the marionette rule where we don't put the demon in the bag, but we have a candidate for who the Leviathan is going to be when they draw a particular token, and that token was going to be the Boffin ability. And so the person who drew Balloonist, it was always our plan that that person was going to be the Leviathan with the Balloonist ability. We had a backup plan in case, you know, there wasn't a viable marionette to create on that player. But I think that's a fun way to do it. If you're not doing it that way, you should probably figure out a token to reserve for the Boffin so they don't, you know, all go in the bag and then you're left with looks like a Flower Girl and Fortune Teller and some of this other stuff is what we have left over, and that's not going to be what the demon wants. So I would look for something to reserve pretty quickly, either in that alternate setup way or in the just we're just keeping this token for the Boffin way.
Sorry, demon, you got the Steward ability from your Boffin. That's super useful. What do you think you would want to put in here then, Molly? Since you're the guest.
When I'm bad building, I just say you know, let's just take the fisherman token. Let's reserve that one. Let's not put it in the bag. Let's just have that be the Boffin ability. Fisherman's Zone is a fun Boffin ability.
I think
it's
a great
idea.
Claim
it if they want to. Boffin can claim it if they want to. If you know, if they figure out that the demon isn't going to, it's just like a good ability on both ends, both to get that advice and to use that bluff to push information.
Yeah, I really like that. I really like that idea. I think, given that we've got that going on, given that we've got that going on, I would like something that can do some, sort of detection of what is what on the Grim, because Fisherman is a really good bluff for the evil team, especially in a Leviathan game. So I'd quite like to add a Balloonist into this bag.
Sure. I would like a Snake Charmer to move.
Oh, we lost him.
Oh, no. I would like a Snake Charmer to be in the play.
Oh, I love that.
That's a fun one because the Boffin ability could change, or the Snake Charm Demon could get Fisherman advice, which they might really want to get after they Snake Charm the Demon.
Yeah, you're spoiling it, but it lets the Boffin get a heads up about the Snake Charming having happened, which gives the minions a little more counterplay than they sometimes have when they get outed by a Snake Charm Demon.
Yeah, a Boffin could also learn that the ability has changed, and that would be a heads up for them that is probably something that just happened.
I think another thing that I value greatly is giving the town some sort of anchor information. And I'd quite like to put the Shigenja into the bag to give the town something to work off of at the beginning. It is very powerful in a Leviathan game, but because town doesn't get to do process of elimination on demon candidates, it's not necessarily pointing directly at any.
All right. Well, I think this script is really fun when there's a poppy grower in play. So I'm going to pull the trigger and say, let's have it be a poppy grower game.
All right. Okay. You got to save it for last, Molly. You get the drama built up.
I think poppy grower is really powerful, and Boffin Fisherman doesn't fight it super well. So I would like to see him as Effleys to help the evil team out a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's definitely right. You know, the minions that are here, we probably want them to stay alive for a little while because of the Boffin ability we have and because of the Mez. But it's a Leviathan game, so they're unlikely to get killed off early. So I'm going to dodge snitch here. I think Ogre Mezephiles isn't great, so let's have a Puzzle Master.
All right, well, this could be either a 2 or 3 outsider game with a Balloonist in play. Let's go ahead and have a Lunatic too. They can have their own fake Boffin ability. And, you know, the demon can learn a little something about the Grim. They can learn that there's a Boffin out there. They can learn that they have a Lunatic.
Let's have a Night Watchman. It's nice and frameable for evil in the Leviathan game with a Boffin, which is fun.
I really like the King Leviathan interaction, and I think it's something that can look like an evil trying to get good players killed, but it also can get a lot of useful information about the town.
I would like a High Priestess in play. I love running High Priestess.
Okay.
High Priestess sounds good to me.
Token spell like this. So we just
swap
do
our
the thing.
Yep. Gotta swap our Lunatic and our Leviathan.
It's the perfect Shigenja.
It's the perfect Shigenja. Just to clarity, like, this is a really interesting Shigenja position because we're probably going to point it away from the demon, but the Shigenja's still going to get something quite strong being pointed away from the demon. But it doesn't necessarily mean all that much, right?
Yeah. In the Leviathan game, I was actually recently discussing the math of Shigenja, and the conclusion we came to was that the Shigenja should almost always get their players they're pointing directly at executed as quickly as possible. But thankfully, in the Leviathan game, that becomes less true because the risk-reward is different. We were planning Boffin Fisherman. Is anything about this grim setup make us wonder if we should do something different instead?
I think Boffin Fisherman is okay. I might... One of the issues here is that the demon's not going to know that they need to bail on... that they're not going to be able to get this once per game effect if the Boffin gets killed. And the Boffin is probably the kill on day three. That's a likely situation unless they end up in a good bluff. So I think we can probably leave Fisherman. Again, Leviathan covers for that because Town's unlikely to execute until three. But there's maybe something to be said for at least thinking about swapping it for... Savant, where we can sort of make sure that they get something out of it. Maybe Snitch to try to help the minions survive a little longer. I think I'm happy to leave Fisherman, though.
I do see the potential for spicy Savant information, shall we say, and letting you can let the demon know on a popular grave. You can give them an idea of what the other minion might be, where things are on the grim to navigate. But I think either one is perfectly good here.
Yeah, and the reason I ask the question is because I just think it's good storytelling practice generally. You might have an idea of what you're planning to do with the drunk. You might have an idea of what you're planning to do with the boffin. But you should always double-check it against how the tokens actually fall and make sure that with the actual layout of the tokens, you still like that idea. This one, I think Fisherman is still fine.
Though yeah, I generally still like it.
I might toy with making it a Savant instead.
Yep. We do have to make a Puzzle Master choice.
Yeah, we can just put it anywhere. This is a Boffin episode, not a Puzzle Master episode.
Yeah,
just on some townsfolk.
Bolutus of the King, High Priestess, any of those could work.
Yep. It's fine on anything. We're not going to put it on the Snake Charmer.
Hey, we mentioned that we wanted to do a fake Boffin ability for our Lunatic. What do you think we should give them?
I would consider giving them High Priestess. It's in play, so it's not necessarily going to be, it's going to result in like a conflict if they decide to claim it. It's going to result in them sort of getting confusion if they're like being sent to people and they think those people might be their minions. There's quite a lot of fun to be had in showing the Lunatic a Boffin High Priestess ability.
I'd think about Village Idiot maybe also.
Yeah. I like Village Idiot a lot for a fake one. Because the Jinx there is actually sort of cool. It can be in the bag with real Village Idiots and therefore it can create a secret drunk Village Idiot. So it's like really valuable as a Boffin ability. And it can let you like really build a fake world for the Lunatic really nicely.
Fake Boffin VI, I like that. So we're going to give this Leviathan the Fisherman ability. The fake Boffin ability on the Lunatic is going to be VI so that they can go looking for their minions.
Okay. Now, I have a request for you all. This is the game state on day three. The Leviathan comes and asks you for advice. What sort of advice do you give here? I mean, obviously, we don't have what we'd really want for the advice, which is what the players are talking about. But looking at a grim like this, how can we use the Boffin ability to help evil?
Yeah, the tricky thing is too that you don't know what Leviathan is claiming. My first thought is to just consider being best friends with the Shugenja, encouraging them to push on their info, encouraging them to find a demon within their information and claim some sort of information that backs up the fact that really should be where the final executions are going.
Yeah, let's say our Leviathan has been bluffing some wand.
Just for fun.
Yeah, in that case, I would use that thought process I was going down to say, you know, it including your information that the demon is you know, somewhere within, you know, a few seats of the Shigenja direction, something like that.
Yeah, I think I would probably do something like that as well. You know, lacking any other information here. I think letting them know, you know, letting them know, you can, it's kind of multifunctional, right? Like letting them know to like that the Shigenja information is trustworthy, letting them know, I mean, they already kind of know, letting them know that the Shigenja information really points directly at minions in some way, or at evils in some way, you know, your best frames are close to the Shigenja, you know, something like that is pretty strong.
Yep. I think another option would be to say something like encourage the balloonist in seat one to follow their information. And that's a way to, you know, maybe let the demon know that player got bad information because they were puzzle drunk. And if they can direct him to start talking about the balloonist pings and take them seriously, that would be a strong path to victory that uses a good player's information.
Okay. Now let's say, like, it's 2 days later, going into day five, and this has happened. So that's happened. This has happened. And of course, this has happened. So it's night five. This happens. What are you doing with the boffin ability now for the snake shaman, the ex snake shaman now, Dean?
Yeah, I mean they've got really nothing, right? They don't know who their minions are. The minions don't know who they are. They're potentially frameable as the snake charmer because we don't know if they've had a stable bluff all game. So what they really need is something to help push towards someone who is not them.
It's going to be one of those things where it depends on what they've been claiming, because there could be like something interesting in the realm of fisherman advice, depending on what the snake charmer has been telling people, if they've outed snake charmer to anyone at this point. I think a piece of interesting advice, if you're able to give it. I mean, the other thing about day five is if like the demon comes out of snake charmer, they got a boffin, and somebody goes off to talk to the storyteller, that might look suspicious in its own right. But if for some reason that you know, if this snake charmer is able to get away with that, I consider saying something like, whisper to seat 10 that you're the demon, and you could use their help as a confirmed player to push away from them or something like that. Use the mez turn player that they're next to their advantage.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of risk there, right, for them to sort of go off on day five and try to talk to the storyteller to get savant or fisherman information. It might work. I think you could give them the, I'm trying to think about some way that you can give them an ability to let the minions know that they're the demon. I was trying to think if there's a way you can do that with Snitch. It's not necessarily going to be
Snitch
that effective.
Snitch at least lets the Mizephiles also know the snake charming has happened.
Yeah, it lets the minions know that a snake charming has happened.
So the boffin will already learn from the change, but the Mizephiles also learns that way. And maybe there's just enough value in that.
There's like, a lot of value in it, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know how I don't know how it plays out.
Like, the situation here is not one where, like, you're going to need to use the bluffing ability to save the snake charmer if they didn't have a stable bluff and are the obvious snake charmer. If that's the case, they're just going to have to win the battle with the X Leviathan. So I would lean more towards something like Snitch that sends out the warning sign to both minions, living and dead, that, hey, this has happened. Figure out what you want to do about it.
And maybe if Town is really certain, like if just the information just really points that Seat 4 is evil, maybe you could give Seamstress and see, let them see if they can find a second evil with the Seamstress ability, but that's like pretty dicey.
Yeah, it's tough, because on day 5, it's going to be the case that, you know, this snake charm demon is going to come out right away, and that's what the entire like Town conversation is going to be about. It's going to depend on how shady this snake charmer has seemed, and if they've told anyone privately, you know, I snake charmed you, and I know you're not the demon, and things like that. So I do agree that like Snitch to as a warning signal to two players that they should believe their former demon when they come out of snake charmed, and therefore you know, not vote with them, and maybe try to vote on them if they get nominated, people are suspicious of the claim. That could be a good idea.
I think like the minions, you know, can do some process of elimination. They know that the Shugenja who's pointing at the, you know, the boffin at least knows that the Shugenja who's pointing at them is real. If Town pretty strongly believes that the Mazephales is real, then, you know, maybe both of them realize that they're both real. That lets them know, you know, to a greater or lesser extent, you know, that's kind of eliminating two players. They can eliminate the dead players as being the demon anyway. Maybe the Night Watchman Ping comes out. You know, they can potentially consider, like, the boffin knows that the demon doesn't have the Night Watchman ability, so they maybe eliminate that player who's the Night Watchman. The poppy grower comes out and says it's a poppy grower game. Maybe they can eliminate that player. And then maybe they can get it down to a couple of players. So maybe the demon's claiming fisherman, and the boffin knows that the fisherman, you know, they had added the fisherman ability. They connected earlier in the game. And now that the boffin gets a different ability, they know that they learn a different ability, whether that's through, you know, snitch so that the Mazephales can also learn, or otherwise, you know, maybe they can narrow that down. So, I mean, there's some things you can kind of do there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, anyone else have any sort of final thoughts on the story kind of walk up?
I think broadly as a character, I underrate it, but I also think it's still, you know, we're still kind of in a place where I'm not sure people have figured out what it's doing on scripts. And maybe when people kind of figure out more of the things that it's useful for, find places for it to fit in, things like Poppy Grower, where it works really well. You know, maybe we see more scripts with it and we get more experience with it and we start to figure out, okay, these, you know, these soft information roles, they really help the evil team out in this situation. And so maybe we find more things that pair with it. I'm going to be honest, I'm not super confident when picking boffin abilities. You know, I'm okay. I think I'm okay to pick boffin scripts, but I'm not always super confident picking boffin abilities because it's hard to know what will be useful to the evil team. And, you know, you feel kind of lousy as a storyteller when you get to the end of the game and the boffin ability didn't do too much.
Yeah, I think it's really a handle with care, handle with finesse sort of situation. As the storyteller, you want to make sure that the game feels good, interesting, and like both teams have agency to do things. And so, you know, you might not want to go wild with something like an amnesiac ability, but there could be amnesiac abilities that grant information in an interesting way. I think on boffin release week, I got a boffin amni ability to play that was something like, you know, learn who the storytellers think could be a good kill for you tonight, something like that. There are ways to do it with all these characters, but just it requires a lot more careful navigation than a lot of other minions might.
Yeah. I think like a thing I wanted to emphasize is just there's some things that are going to be wonky with giving the demon various good player abilities. If you encounter one of those situations, just make up a ruling to make it not wonky in the moment. Don't worry if it's quote-unquote correct. The Boffin follows its own set of rules anyway. Don't make any ruling that's going to break the game for one or both teams.
When in doubt, let it play out.
Yeah, that's really part of handling with care, I think, is asking yourself, if this interaction is ruled this way, how does the game feel? If the answer is the game feels bad, just like, run it the other way. And don't worry about if, you know, technically this ability originates from the demon or the boffin or whatever other questions. Just run it in a way that's going to make for a good game.
All right. Well, I think that's about all we have on the boffin. Lulbok, where can people find you?
You can find me on the Connecticut Blood on the Clock Tower stream on Fridays, where I am occasionally the one with chat with OBS streaming over there. You can find me sometimes on the Sunday Pandemonium Institute stream and on Discord. You can find me on the Blood on the Clock Tower unofficial server, where I help moderate the discussion channels that go on there asking about rules, questions, and just everything else people have on their minds.
A noble pursuit.
All right, friends. Hope you've enjoyed this week's episode. We'll be back probably next week, but who knows, with more character deep dives. Until then.
For your scenarios, stay great.
Good night.